What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Put you on the air with your comments, questions, opinions, and observations. Let's go to the phones now to Peter in Los Angeles. Peter, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I was listening to what you said about a half an hour ago about bullying in the South China Sea and China and everywhere else in the world. I'm sure that a lot of the listeners are aware that I spent a good deal of time in the military. And as a lot of you guys who are, I'm your age, Mike, but I know that that Joe was a veteran, and Terry and Dan and Mark from North Carolina and others. I can tell by just, even when they don't say it, I can tell sometimes that they are veterans. But my daughter, I have an extraordinary daughter, came up and asked me last Veterans Day when I went to the school. She wanted me to go to school, and the parents who were veterans sat up on a little dais and all that, and I stood up and waved. And then she asked me afterwards, she said to me, "Dad, I know how disillusioned that you are. What made you decide to do that, right? Do all the things that you had to do?" And we had just watched the movie Shane the night before. I'm sure everybody's seen the movie Shane with Alan Ladd. And I said to her, "You know, I grew up with stuff like that, and there's a scene in that movie where the little kid Brandon the Wild, you know, the settler is about to go on and get his butt handed to him, and by a gunslinger and all that, and the little kid says, 'Dad, Shane's coming,' and the music rises." And it was like, it was, and that's what I believed. I believed that I was there, and I took my oath seriously to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And I did my heart, went to OCS. I was an honors graduate of every school that I've ever went to in the military, from basic training to Command and General Staff College. And I really took it seriously. I went to Ranger School so that, when stuff got serious, I would be best prepared to handle my men and make sure that most of them got out. And then after a while, Mike, and I had a pretty good career growing, I just couldn't take it anymore because of this bullying thing. Because I didn't see one thing that I ever did in the military. And I've been to Korea and the Middle East and Europe and Central America. I've been all over the place. And not once could I say to myself that I was defending the Constitution and the American people. And, probably people are rolling their eyes at this, but I don't have any faith. A friend of mine asked me the other day, "Can you think of one institution in which you believe?" And I really couldn't think of any. And I just wanted to share that story. I went in thinking that, I was going to protect the people who couldn't do it, hold the line in Europe against the Russian hordes and blah, 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 and stand up for democracy and the Bill of Rights, and it's not that way. And I'm sure quite a few of your, I'd still do it. If the Bill of Rights were in effect, if the Constitution were being honored, I'd still feel that way. But it's not. That's my comment for the day.
Now, can I ask what rank you attained before you called it quits?
Lieutenant Colonel.
Wow. Okay. Now, I've mentioned this before on the show, but I'm going to mention it again. There was a treatise put out called War's a Racket, was written by Major General Smedley Butler. Are you familiar with it?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, sounds like you had the same experience.
I would tell you that I can hear it sometimes in the voices of some of the callers. I mentioned a couple of them.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. And I mean, I love my country hugely. I would do anything to defend my family and my country and the Constitution. But not, that's it. I draw the line at that. So, anyways, and people wonder why I'm so down on Israel and the American Jewish community, who's taking away our First Amendment and Second Amendment rights, by the way, in order to not be criticized. And they've been running our foreign policy, and half the stuff I did in the military was for their benefit and not ours. And it really rankles me, man. So, you know, I hope that explains some things to some people out there. So.
Well, I know this is going to sound like a cliche, but thank you for your service, regardless of what it was. And obviously, your motivations were the right ones. And like so many other who join the military for the right reasons, they get used for the wrong purposes.
Well, all right. Thanks very much, Mike. I'll talk to you later.
All right. We're going to switch over to Don in Arizona. Hello, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I was in the military, and I went in as a cook, and I spent a few years in the Army, and then I ended up going to the National Guard. The National Guard was more laid back. Peter, maybe he would have liked it more if he would have tried that. It's because you do one weekend a month, and then you forget about it the other 28 days of the month, you know. And then once a year, you go on that two-week thing. So you don't get as much money, but you still get a pension if you stick it out for 20 years, so it wasn't that bad. But, I want to talk about this corona. I call it corona baloney.
Okay.
We don't know. These guys don't know what the hell they're doing. I mean, every state's different. You know, what are they going to do now? Like right today they started to open restaurants in Arizona. Why can't they open everything? Now, when are they going to open the swimming pools and the gyms? Sooner or later, they're going to open everything. The thing about it, Mike, a virus is not going to disappear anyway. I mean, what do they think it's going to do? Just disappear? The virus will disappear? The virus is always going to be around, right?
Yes.
And they think, this is a power grab. I can understand that part of it. They want to sell these vaccines, but still it doesn't make any sense. I mean, the virus will be here. It will mutate, and you know, the people talk about the economy being wrecked. Right, the economy is wrecked, but also people's lives are wrecked. What about somebody that wanted to play baseball this year or track and field? Some athlete or some? What about musicians? All of a sudden, they can't do anything. They can't play. I'm a musician. I play open mics. I can't do that anymore. People. A lot of the things that make life worth living are just, no, you can't live. They're trying to turn everybody into a slave is what it is. And it doesn't make anybody healthier. It makes people unhealthy to sit in their house, not be able to go to the gym and get their exercise. I mean, if they would track it down, some people are going to start having heart trouble and this and high blood pressure and this and that because they're not going to the gym. They need the gym or the swimming pool, some of these places to exercise. They need that. I do. I mean, I have stuff I can still do here in Arizona. We have the bicycle trail and stuff, but I can't go swimming. I can't go to the gym. It's closed. And, you know, and after they open this, they're going to try to keep social distancing. That's ridiculous. They can't do that. And try to make everybody wash their hands constantly. Nobody's going to wash their hands constantly. So, I mean, it was this whole thing was a wasted effort. We have, 30% unemployment? The economy's never going to come back. This guy, Jason Goodman, he's done a lot of good shows walking around New York with a camera and talking to, sometimes he talks to Charles Ortel. Well, like he says, you know, these small sandwich shops. Look at this sandwich shop. They can't pay the rent in New York City. They're gone. A lot of these small restaurants, small shops. They were barely making. They're gone forever. They'll still be, as some of the big chains will still be come out ahead on the deal because they're running out the little guy. But, yeah, the economy, the airlines are gone. By the way, why can't they fire everybody in TSA right now while they're at? Are any of them getting laid off while there's no airline?
Not that
no
I know of.
Right, there you go. I mean, this is all a big power grab by the government, and it's, you know, and wait a minute. These, the people, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Mikovits, I've had her pronounced different ways, but she's an anti-vaxxer. I'm an anti-vaxxer, but because of the fact she's an anti-vaxxer and she's a scientist, they won't let her. Anything she says is censored on YouTube, and they try to censor it on Facebook,
yes,
too. She can't say anything. Well, she's written a couple books, and she some of her stuff does come out on her interviews and stuff, but the thing is, this is a big power grab. They're trying to sell. They're trying to turn everybody into a slave. You got to get your vaccine. I just wonder what's going to happen in the near future here, because people, I'm not going to get. I mean, a lot of people, most people will go ahead and give me a shot. They don't care. They don't. I just don't know what the hell's going on. The dollar will lose its reserve status. What's going to happen next? I don't know. I don't know, Mike. This is where the Chinese says it's a curse. May you live in interesting times, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to let you go, Mike. Thanks a lot.
All right, well, thank you very much. The Chinese curse is actually may you be a person of importance in interesting times. And, yeah, I understand why that is a curse. Let's go back to the phones to Matthew in Pennsylvania. Hello, Matthew. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just had an issue with something one of the callers said the other day, and you seem to agree with, is that anybody that took a firearm to a protest would be an agent provocateur. And my question would be, why wouldn't you be armed?
Because I wouldn't want to send the wrong impression to have to Mr. and Mrs. America.
Well, if you go to, let's say you go to a protest and you have no ill intentions and you are not armed, and in some of the cities, what's happened to the protesters that were not armed? When there was no armed presence in the protesters, the police felt like they could do what they wanted. So there was some, I believe there was some pepper spraying and some general abuse going on in the states where there were armed citizens, legally armed citizens, protesting. There was no pepper spray or abuse, and nor was there any violence from the armed protesters. So a police officer is going to be, I would say, 100 times less likely to just abuse their authority if they know that the person they're attempting to, you know, overuse their authority with is armed. And I don't think just because people are going to a protest or a rally or anything armed necessarily means that I'm sure there could be an agent provocateur somewhere. But
yeah,
when you put yourself on an equal footing with the police, they tend to follow the Constitution a bit more when they realize that you're exercising your Second Amendment, which, again, is there to make sure all of your other amendments stay put. And I just, that's all I wanted to say. I just want to disagree with that point. I think the men and women that go to the protests and rallies that are going on right now armed, that's not a really bad idea. It's actually a really great idea. It shows the government that the people that are there are serious. And don't get me wrong,
well,
I know there's an opportunity for an agent provocateur.
From a tactical point of view, you're absolutely correct. But politics is perception. And I'm looking at this from the point of view of perception management, which is that you've got a hostile corporate media, which will portray those protesters carrying arms in a very negative light. And unless the viewing audience, the reading audience, the perceptors, if you will, are aware of the government's media manipulation tricks, they might tend to think about that. Now, if you've got a group of unarmed protesters and the police are abusing them, the perception is going to be that the police are wrong. Think about Gandhi and the way he organized his protests. Now, Gandhi believed in gun rights, but he never allowed any of the marches or protests that he was in charge of to be armed. For that very reason, he wanted the other side to commit the acts of violence and be judged by the world.
Well, I wish, Mr. Rivera, I wish there was a Gandhi that could somehow organize us in some fashion that we could peacefully boycott slash protest and or end the ridiculousness of our federal government. But unfortunately, I think that'll see a lot of people, you know, just being the peaceful protest route. I mean, I'm not advocating violence. However, by putting yourself on an equally armed footing with people, they are much less likely to try to violate your rights. And,
well, I see
you know,
your
the
point.
Right to peacefully protest, you know, I agree with you in a way. But on the same token, just to say that anybody who's carrying a firearm to a protest and wearing a mask during a pandemic where you're supposed to be legally in some states at this point, wearing a mask, just because they're wearing a mask doesn't mean anything at this point. You know,
yes,
and, you know, for someone to go to a protest, you know, armed, if you have to go back to your daily life, you know, and live your life, you know, you may not exactly want to put your face out there saying, hey, but on the same token, you want to participate. But, you know, to say that a masked person with a firearm at a rally is an Asian provocateur, I think is a little overreaching. That's all I wanted to say.
I think I said that they might be an Asian provocateur. And again, getting back to politics is perception. If you have a protest like that where the protesters are armed, it takes only one agent provocateur firing a shot at the cops and the whole thing just comes apart. I mean, we just had the anniversary of Kent State, I think it was last week, and the story that emerged of that is that shooting all began with an FBI undercover informant and a starter pistol.
Understood, but the same could be achieved at a rally full of unarmed people. You know, and you could just have a firing squad of police just firing into a armed crowd, which would be any way you paint it, whether the protesters are armed or not, you know, any agent provocateur doing anything that provokes either side into violence is horrible. But whether or not the people that are protesting are armed or not, it could still happen either way you look at it. If they want to promote violence from the police to the public, they'll find a way to do it, regardless of whether the public is armed, not armed, or wearing panda suits. It makes no difference. They'll figure out a way if they really want to push the issue.
Unfortunately, you are correct.
You have a great show, and thank you for everything you do. Take care now.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Joe in Houston. Joe, I may have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind today?
Well, I wanted to talk about that shooting in Georgia. You know, it's interesting to me because I called you a couple months ago and Tennessee, there was a murder about 10 miles from my house at the Pilot gas station where this black truck driver from North Carolina with a Muslim name stabbed and slaughtered three women that worked there, you know, the ladies that sell you lottery tickets and hot dogs and stuff. And he had a little notebook. And the police shot him, killed him, thank God. But now since there's no trial, they don't even tell you what was in the notebook. You know, and it was a racial slaughter, you know, women, three women, white women. And so now, you know, there's a big difference in that case. You know, the innocent women that just working, slaughtered by a rabid Muslim, you know, black man. Nothing. No, nothing. No DAs, no one, nothing. You're not hearing about it. You didn't hear a word about it. But this guy that gets shot in Georgia, you know, the jogger, right? The jogger that they have videos of, like, snooping around a construction site. He wasn't jogging around when he was entering those construction sites looking for something to steal, probably. I mean, I don't know why he, you know, so the jogger, I like the, you know, this is really funny that he's like the jogger just jogging around, like, snooping into construction sites where people have been reporting missing tools and things. And then if you watch what you do,
Hey,
see.
Joe?
On the video.
No, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Joe in Houston. We're talking about the Georgia shooting, Ahmaud Arbery, and the surveillance video that has surfaced showing him entering into a home where $2,500 worth of fishing gear had been stolen earlier this year. So it's less than clear cut that he was just an innocent jogger. But again, politics is perception, and I'm sure they're going to treat this case very delicately because of the spin the media is already putting on it. Poor innocent black guy gunned down by two white supremacists.
Well, yeah, but I mean, and just the video, if you watch the video that they show you, the white pickup truck stops, okay? Now, the jogger, let's just call him that, goes around the passenger side. There's a man, the father's in the back, the bed of the truck with a gun, and the son gets out of the driver's side, and he's on the truck. Now, they've got the jogger runs across in front of the truck and attacks the guy with a gun, which isn't a very smart thing, which makes me think the jogger, besides being a petty burglary thief, is using it to feed his drug problem because he attacked a man with a gun.
Let's just stick with the facts that we have.
You can see it. No, you can actually see it in the video. You can watch him run in front of the truck and run to the guy and attack him in a white shirt. He's wearing a white shirt. He runs right across in front of the truck. So they weren't blocking his or hindering his progress. He literally came right at the guy with the gun. And that's what makes me think of the fact that he had drugs or he was on drugs. Now, when you have a gun, I carried guns, I had concealed permits, and I used it twice to avoid violence against myself. And I brandished the weapon, and if the person would have come any closer, I would have had to shoot them, because when you come after a person with a gun, and you're the person with a gun, you either shoot them or they're going to get that gun and shoot you. So it becomes it escalates the situation into use of deadly force. So by attack, this guy's going to beat this charge. I mean, these guys shouldn't be in jail to begin with, and that's why the people that looked into it know the whole story. They know this guy's record. You know, this happened 2 months ago. You know, the police know what happened, that this black guy was junked up or was breaking into houses and charged this man. It's a self-defense. And the way this is being, it's going to be Trayvon all over again. And what bothers me is because they just pick these crazy, like, stories. Why, if they're going to make a racial issue, you'd think they could find a better justified case of racial abuse. You know, because this is not going to pan out. The more this is analyzed and shown, the more people are going to, you know, say, this is just like Trayvon. He had it coming. He deserved it. But I hear a lot of people say, oh, this is going to be another divide and conquer. And, you know, I get tired of hearing about dividing and conquering. I don't want to be unified with people that will defend criminals like that. You know, I want to be divided from them. You know what I'm saying? I don't. This whole idea is like, yeah, the Jews or the New World Order, they want to keep us all separated. Well, I got news for you. We should be separated on certain issues. There are a lot of, like, scummy people that will come to defense of people just because they share the same skin color. You know, it has nothing to do with the facts of the matter, you know, that this guy was breaking into houses, that was, you know, these two guys, his father and son, probably deserved the medal for trying to protect their neighborhoods. You know, that's what happens down, you know, where you live, where there's not street crime like in Chicago and all these other left-run cities. You know, we protect our neighborhoods, you know, and I'm just tired. It just bothers me that, like I said, you know, 2 months about the same time this crime happened, some crazed black Muslim truck driver just slaughtered three women in my local police station, and you don't hear a peep about it. And that was innocent people being slaughtered by a rabid dog, you know? That was just a monster that deserved to be shot down like the dog that he was by the police. And this case is being so blown out of proportion that even they're asking the president questions about it. And everybody knows it's a sham. You know, they got some black Senator Scott down there saying, oh, the president should look into this. Look into what? It's pretty damn obvious what happened. I mean, you don't have to be a brain surgeon to just look, watch the video, and then watch this guy, the jogger, right? Yeah, he jogs into other people's houses and steals fishing equipment. I just love it. It's the same way with Trayvon, you know, the Skittles.
Again, you're assuming that you're making assumptions again that our jogger was the one who stole the fishing gear. That's not what was said. Well, merely that a theft had happened in that house before. Now, I'm with you. I think this guy just trespassing into the construction site and the home, that's suspicious behavior right there, and you would have probable cause to detain and, you know, investigate him.
But they didn't detain him, Mike. That's my point. They never detained him. They stopped their truck in front of him. He ran around the side of the truck. The guy with the gun was on the other side of the truck. He ran across the front of the truck to attack him. He could have kept running. They did not stop him. They did not, like, interfere with his ability to just keep going. That's what's interesting about the video. The video shows the so-called jogger come right across the front of the truck. And they did not, like, stop his progress. He attacked
the
other man.
No, we gotta let you go. We got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. I'm going to try and restart our video feed, see if we can get our picture back. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phone to Dustin in New Jersey. Dustin, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, at least it wasn't, I hate to say it, a Chinese guy, because if it was a Chinese guy delivering egg rolls and wonton soup, Joe probably would have dropped a tactical nuke on the county. Joe.
I wish you hadn't said that. There's no decent Chinese food anywhere around where I'm living now, and I've been craving it for weeks.
Really? That's odd, because there's always a Chinese food place, a pizzeria, and a nail salon in every other shopping center.
Well, we've got 3 pizza parlors, but no Chinese food.
Well, I bet you got plenty of nail salons, though.
Yes, we do.
See? It's like that in New Jersey and most of the country. But, Mike, I want to go. A lot of your listeners always call about patriotism, the Constitution, the Constitution. Well, innocent till proven guilty. Like, this guy, was he a criminal? I'd like to see his record, release his record. That's it. But I'd like to also see, because wasn't the two guys, the father, involved with the DA, and the DA helped him and all that? So, I mean, everybody is, like, dirty in this, probably, you know? Like, let me tell you, this whole thing, and you know what? Hey, Mike, where'd the guy with the video
cell phone come from? All of a sudden, he got into the picture. So yeah, I mean, I don't know what's going on.
That's a real question there. How did he know to get the cell phone video?
At that particular time, right? Maybe the whole thing was a setup. I mean, we don't know. We're just jumping to conclusions, you know? And, you know, what was it Donald Rumsfeld said? The known unknowns or something like that. You know, what you think you know, you might not really know. We'll never know, you know? Come on, guys. You know, we're talking about the government, state government. They're all liars. They all pull all these Assad guesses, his own people, you know? But, Mike, Dave from Arizona, do not mute this my phone call. Because I think he's the one who says he mutes me. And I don't want him to mute me because I'm going to tell him about why gyms and stuff. Oh, New Jersey, we only had 59 deaths. And I say we only had 59 deaths today. That's still a lot of people. If that's your mom or your dad or your wife or your husband or your kid, you know. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the reason why is because of that whole, what they call it, the flat line. Basically, the curve and all that. You don't, everybody's going to get this eventually. It's just, you don't want everybody to get it at once. You know, I mean, we don't even know what this is, you know, like that's another thing that's the unknowns, you know, but I mean, like, you just don't poo poo this and say, well, the gyms are not open. Dude, make your own gym. If you have any area outside, go cut some wood and lift them up as, you know, like Rocky did in Rocky IV, remember? When he went to Russia. You know, I mean, there's things to do to keep it. You don't have to go to the gym. You know, a lot of people like to go to the gym to be by other people, but gyms hold a lot of viruses and stuff. So, I mean, I don't even want to know what's the matter, like how you work out wearing a mask or gloves, because that's probably like a nightmare. But, I mean, but you know, you got to keep precautions. I mean, did you, Mike, you posted on whatreallyhappened.com. Those people in Colorado at the restaurant, my God, nobody was wearing a mask. Like, that's a petri dish. You know that?
Well, Dustin, how do you eat your food if you're wearing a mask?
Well, you take it off when you're eating the food, not standing in line. But I know there are people behind, there's people outside waiting in line. And it just seemed like everybody had nobody had masks or gloves or anything. You know, that's, and you know, I feel bad for, like, you know, I can't say it's an older person virus. We just don't know. And Mike, when's the last time Steve Elkins called in? Because I want to find out some more on this Kawasaki disease. Is that what you call that? Kawasaki, with the children are getting this rashes and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that inflammation, the lung inflammation.
Yeah, I read something like it's like a autoimmune defense or something on the child. But I don't know really. I mean, I did like some research, but it's kind of like hard for me to figure it out because I'm not a doctor. You know, even though I did stay at a Holiday Inn. But I just, you know, people got to take precautions. Because this is not over. You don't know if this is going away. Because the cases in Germany and South Korea had to reshut down bars. So there's clusters over there. So this is not going away. I'm just curious, like, what the temperature is in South Korea and Florida and all these other, you know, because this whole temperature thing, really, it might not what we think it is, you know, because, like, didn't they say it's 98 degrees? This thing would like drop off a cliff, right? But I mean, I don't know, like, what that actually means if that gets into your body, because you know your body is like what, 98.5, or is that the temperature of your body?
Normal. 98.6 is the average temperature of healthy humans.
Yes, I mean, I always call in. I sound like a broken record to take precautions, you know, because what's wrong with that? You know, what's wrong with just taking basic precautions to protect yourself? The economy's opening back up, but I mean, you got to use street smarts. You got to be, you know, better safe than sorry. You just can't open everything back up where everybody's all gathering in the swimming pools. And you know, I don't think they make masks for swimming pool. But I mean, you know, obviously those and airplanes and Carnival Cruise Lines, I think, is going to be back in on. And Mike, real quick, before I get off the phone, That guy who said, well, the guns bring... I saw a video of a guy carrying a 50 caliber. Dude, the time you get that set up, you'd be dead carrying on your shoulder. I'm sorry, but those guys in Texas, those guys, remember at the bar? They probably got free drinks to go there and hang out. They would have been all wiped out. If you shot at the police, dude, you'll lose. I mean, you'll lose. You think you're going to win, you'll lose. I'm sorry to say, I'm not a big government fan, but, I mean, they got Reapers and Hellfires. We don't. Okay? So, I mean, you'll lose. They brought an armored vehicle into that bar, and all those guys just put their hand. Mike, inside every militia, there's an intelligence gatherer waiting to get out.
Yeah.
Right? You know that, right?
Yeah. Yes.
That's it.
I remember when they exposed the communications director of the Tri-States Militia, turned out to be an undercover FBI informant. By the way, you know, speaking of opening the swimming pools, I'm wondering what chlorine does to the coronavirus. I mean, they're advocating using bleach to sterilize surfaces here. Well, the chlorine they put in swimming pools is basically diluted bleach, diluted chlorine. Swimming pools might turn out to be some of the safest places you can be at. Okay, so let's see. Go back to the phones to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Michael. I'm just I'm looking forward to Dustin taking the first vaccine that comes out. And I just wonder who told Dustin that anybody ever wants to shoot it out with the police. I mean, I think people carrying their guns to a protest, we saw the one that they did in Virginia. It was peaceful. I think it's a valuable thing. I mean, if we have these rights and we don't use them, you know what happens in that scenario, right, Mike?
Yes.
So, yeah, we've taken this. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, if we have to use the rights or we're going to lose them. I'm just concerned about the public perception.
Well, see, but then that's exactly why we need to do it, because what we've been doing all along is educating the public that an armed society is a polite society, and how many times people defend themselves with firearms. You know, and when you go to these rallies, you're not going to get, like, in my opinion, what happened at Charlottesville and some of these instances, because anybody who would do something like that, you're going to have hundreds and hundreds of other people there that are armed that are going to hold them there until they find out what this provocateur or whoever is about. Once that gets exposed, then, you know, you're talking about another educational experience where people see who really causes the trouble and where it's coming from. You know, and that brings the point, like Antifa. I never see any of these people go to jail. I see them start all kinds of stuff. They went to Charlottesville. They weren't invited to the rally. The rally had a peaceful permit, and then they started all this, and yet nothing happens to them, but the couple guys defending themselves are doing years and years in prison. So back to my original point, though, I think that, you know, over the years we've been trying to educate people to our right to keep and bear arms and to carry arms, and I think that if we don't exercise that, we'll lose that. We've all, you know, gone through this, like, laborious task of trying to educate the public that this is our right and we can do it. You know what I mean? I mean, we still got people calling semi-automatic rifles machine guns.
Yes.
So, you know, they need an education. And a case in point is you got all these Democrats and they make all these gun laws, but none of them own guns. None of them know anything about guns. It would be like if you had somebody making the FAA laws that never flew an airplane. You know, it's just ridiculous. So you've got these people that don't know anything about guns. You know, Biden himself, he's calling a rifle an M14, I forget what he was calling it, but I've heard him call
it. He called it an AR-14.
Yeah, an AR-14, that's it. And so you have these people, and so I think if we don't use these rights and we don't do these things and we don't do it in the right fashion, I think we lose an element there that we have, and I think we don't educate the people, and we allow them to be uneducated and miseducated. Because let's face it, Mike, if we're not the people speaking up and talking about it and giving people the right direction, we know what CNN and Fox and any of these other media conglomerates are going to do to us. They're going to eat us up.
Yes.
So anyway, that's all I got
well, there's
to say.
Never, there,
thanks for the...
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. We're going to let you go. I mean, there's merit on both sides of the argument here. I understand the idea of having an armed, peaceful presence to discourage the cops from exceeding their authority. I'm just concerned that what a duplicitous, deceptive government might do to exploit that situation to their own advantage.
Well, I'm not talking about speaking to that. Like I said, nobody's looking for a confrontation with the police. But most of the police will realize that what they've been being told is bad information as well, and especially when they see a peaceful protest and understand that people can exercise this right.
Okay. Well, thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Mark, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I was going to talk about those guys in Michigan, and... But I'll add this into what Dustin had to say. The problem with Dustin is he's got a New York, New Jersey type of attitude where people, very few people have guns. They rely on enormous police forces, way too large police forces for their protection, and they're not protected. And they don't understand the real meaning of the Second Amendment. Now, the reason I think it was a good thing what those people in Michigan did is because it serves notice. And it scared the bejesus out of some of the state legislatures who started wearing bulletproof vests. Now, I don't say that, you know, they should be threatening anybody. And obviously, if there would have been a shootout right there, they'd have probably lost. But the fact of the matter is, the police are not equipped, and they do not have the mental attitude to take on a concerned, patriotic citizenry if it ever came down to it. Any sign of organized resistance, they would run. They're not warriors. They used to have it their way, like 10 cops and one guy. A lot of them, especially in places like New York and New Jersey, they don't even know how to shoot. That's why they miss most of the time when they do shoot. There's not going to be, you know, it served notice on not only the police, it served on society as a whole. We are not Europe. We're not going to be turned into a tyranny. We're not going to take Bill Gates' poisonous vaccines and continue to eat his GMO poisonous foods or anything else. This is America. And just thank God for the Second Amendment. I call it the teeth of the Constitution. And one more thing, too, Dustin. You think wearing a mask really helps? There's many doctors coming out now and saying, some of the best doctors coming out and saying, a mask is detrimental to your health because you're breathing in your own carbon dioxide, which is poison. Okay, I mean, maybe the climate change idiots think it's a good thing because it prevents global warming, but actually it's very bad for you, and you're breathing in your own germ on top of it, and you're not getting the oxygen you need out of those masks, all right? There's no reason for those things. They don't protect you from anything, but they hurt you. This is just the way the establishment pushes things on you. We're supposed to believe in climate change. We're supposed to believe masks and gloves protect you from viruses. We're supposed to believe this and that because they say it. They're wrong. You know, they don't have our best interest in mind. Okay, I wish you'd understand that, because a lot of things you're good on, but a lot of things you don't seem to understand. Again, probably because you spent all your life in dumps like New Jersey and New York. I spent a lot of my life there too, but I spent plenty of my life in states like Texas, North Carolina, and other states that I consider real American states that understand the Constitution and understand certainly the Second Amendment. This country is right now in a very, very serious situation. Are we going to go the way of tyranny, or are we going to have our freedom? And that's what people have to make up their mind. And like I said, we cannot count on the police to protect us. And as you can see, at times the police get out of line. Now, that doesn't mean all the sheriff's department. A lot of the sheriff's departments are really good people. A lot of these sheriffs are standing up because they're constitutional officers, and they get their, they know they're elected by the people. And they stand up to the tyranny. But most of these big city police, like in New York and New Jersey and places like that, they don't even have a sheriff's department for all intents and purposes. If they do, it's a very weakened sheriff's department. It's mostly police chiefs or commissioners that are appointed by the very sleazy politicians that are causing the problems in the first place, and that's what their loyalty is to these politicians. And that's all I got to say, Mike. You have a good day, buddy, okay?
All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're coming up here on our last commercial break, followed by the last segment of our program. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today, and looking back on just the last few months of this whole coronavirus, one of our callers really kind of hit it on the head when he said they really don't know. You know, these are all held up as experts. They don't really know, but they don't want to admit they don't know. So everybody's guessing, and it started with that flawed computer model that came out with these insane numbers for the worst case scenario. The media, hungry for sensationalism, grabbed those numbers, put them out there saying, this is what's going to happen, and everybody panicked. And then next thing you know, you're being ordered to wear these masks, which are of dubious utility. There was another story that came out today that says, yes, you can get the coronavirus through your eye tissue. Well, unless you're wearing a full-face gas mask, you know, the little cloth mask is of limited utility in the case of infection by eye. And so everybody's out there pushing products, selling products. They're exploiting the fear. And they basically did the stay-at-home orders, and in the process, they wrecked our economy. And it's going to be a long time coming back from that. And our economy, the fact that this one little hysterical news item, you know, really did this much damage shows just how weak and fragile our economy was to begin with. So where are we going to go from here? Well, I'm already seeing around here that a lot of people aren't bothering with the masks anymore. And we're still waiting for things to open up, restaurants to open up. They're not going to be open in our immediate neighborhood, some of them until the end of the month. And again, like I told that other caller, how do you eat your dinner without taking the mask off? Once you take the mask off, I mean, what's the point of putting it back on? So everybody's scared. Well, actually, the fear is kind of worn off because, you know, fear is very tiring. You know, fear has a neurotransmitter all of its own. And when you run out of it, you literally cannot feel afraid anymore. And I think we've hit that point where people are just ready for this nonsense to be over. Because the numbers of sick and the dead, and we don't mean to trivialize what these people are going through, but it's not that big a deal. This is a repeat of what happened back in 2009 with what I called the When Pigs Fly flu, which was a flu that was a combination of human, porcine, and avian DNAs. And they were predicting back then it's going to be a slate wiper. I remember seeing this graphic in National Geographic about, you know, what a huge chunk of the human population was going to succumb to this thing. And it never happened. And you move forward and people say, well, you know, it could have happened, but by golly, we stopped it cold in its tracks. No, it just wasn't that big a deal. And I'm certainly of a mind, I'm not interested in getting a vaccine, certainly not from the guy who gave us Windows Vista and Millennium Edition. And certainly not before other people have it, and I make sure it's not killing them the way the 1976 swine flu vaccine was doing. Now, I'm not an anti-vaxxer per se. I'm anti-reckless. I'm anti-indemnified corporations dealing in the medical industry. There are better ways to be doing what we're doing, and we better start finding them right now. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of RBN. Please spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We need your help. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can.
handle the truth.